remiss if I didn't play the soundtrack from one of my favorite baseball movies. Very partial because it was filmed in my hometown, Buffalo, New York. The Natural with Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Kim Basinger, Glenn Close. Great cast.
That movie, that soundtrack, that's awesome. I remember I envision the home run and the lights crashing and rounding the bases in slow motion. It, just epic scene in that movie.
You know, there's another movie similar to it. I mean, that one's based on Ulysses, you know, the Greek tragedy, but The Rookie with Dennis Quaid was a true story of a guy who, a coach, his kids talked him into giving the pros one more shot. He had that one great year. I forget his name, but.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good movie.
Great story.
I actually introduced my youngest son, Tommy, who is going to be he's a freshman this year at Waukesha North.
Nice.
He's a baseball guru. And yeah. I'm like, hey, I gotta catch him up on some baseball movies. And we pulled out The Rookie, and he really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
So tell us about your little brush with greatness at Mr. 3000. That wasn't part of the cast, but it's a bigger,
were talking off set. Yeah, this is kind of a cool thing. I mean, if you're a baseball guy, it's always fun to run into major league players, and just to be in their presence is a pretty cool thing. And yeah, a little side note, when I was on Mr. 3000, again, I think I was on the set for a week, and, my scene in that movie lasts about 6 seconds. So, and you better have a good pause button to actually catch me, but it was cool. I was on the Red Sox in that film.
That's cool.
And there was a fight scene early in the movie. And all I had to do was we cleared the benches, and it was a Disney movie, so there was no throwing punches, but
yeah.
Just had to kind of run out and look at we were playing the Milwaukee Brewers, look at each other and kind of look tough. But before we were filming, or as they were filming, and I'm in the dugout, we filmed after a real Milwaukee Brewers Astros game. And, that was back in the day when, Jeff Bagwell was on the team for the Astros. And, I was a big fan of Bags. And, it was so cool because we were in the dugout and watching the filming going on. And I kind of turned around in the dugout and saw this, this big guy standing next to me in cut off sleeves, with a stogie and a light beer. And,
nobody knows who he is except you.
No, I said, Bags, hey, what's going on, man? Oh, that was so cool. He's standing right next to me, and I got a great picture to this day. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's great.
Beggs put his stogie on his beer and put his arm around me and took a great picture. It's a great time. That was fun.
So Johnny Watermelon got in a good question, but if we're giving away trade secrets here, Don, you don't have to answer this, but Johnny wanted to know, how does a coach develop his signals? The nose touches, the elbows.
Yeah, we look pretty goofy down there sometimes. I know people have come to the game after the game that haven't seen me coach before. They said, "What the heck? How do you know all your signs? What are you doing with all those signs?" Yeah, I'm not gonna. And Johnny's in front of me right now doing his version of coaches at third base.
So. Leslie Nielsen version. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get to watch the comedy act in front of me as I'm talking here, but. I try to, I don't want to give away obviously secrets, but to come up with, there is some practice going on in the mirror sometimes to make sure that they're clear, because when kids miss signs, it always comes back to myself. Like, could I have given that sign correctly? Yeah. Could I make it more clear? Could I double up on it? We've talked along the ways in 5 years, we've kind of developed different things to try to make it as clear, as simple as possible for the boys. They got
without
a lot going
on. Star away to the other team, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the challenge. Try to make it simple enough for the players, because you don't want them to overthink, but at the same time, you gotta conceal it. So I'm not gonna give away the secrets, but let's just say there has been some practice and a lot of discussion along the way to come up with the signals that we come up with for now.
Here's an even better question. At the high school level, you're focused on so many things at that level with young kids. Does a coach or a coaching staff or even certain players on the team have time to study the signs from the opposing team and try to figure out what they're going to do? Is there really time? Can you really dedicate time to that?
Yes, there is.
Okay. All right. I love it.
Yes, there is. Especially when you get that first guy on second base, we're playing defense and they got the opposing guy gets on second base and, he's looking at the signs. A couple times this year that's been an issue where we have to, call a timeout and kind of have discussion with the pitcher and the catcher and say, hey, we need to rethink this, redo this in another way. We'll go to a different kind of a sign system. We got a different alternate sign system that we use in that case. But again, the balance is always to keep things simple enough for the kids. They got so much, so many other things they're thinking about, and we don't want them to think. We want them to react. So we're trying to keep things pretty basic for those guys, but they still miss them.
Yeah.
they still miss them.
Going back to Bags.
Yes.
Jeff Bagwell, that is. Who was your favorite baseball player as a kid? again, that you tried to model yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I was growing up, I was a big Brewer fan, as I am now. Sure. But the 82 Brewers, Robin Yount was definitely my go-to. I think probably because my dad was a big Robin Yount fan, but just the way he carried himself on and off the field, even in the press, he was very, very articulate. He had fun while he played. He was just the center, the core of how many talented athletes they had on that squad growing up. You know, Paul Molitor and Jim Gantner and Sal Bando and Sixto, and you know, you can keep going, Charlie Moore, you know, all those guys. But Robin Yount stood out to me as that's the guy who I want to be. You know, when I was playing in the backyard, I still to this day have, I collect hard helmets, the old, you know, regular hard helmets that you'd get at games and things like that.
Yep.
And I have all the teams represented. I got them in a box somewhere in my classroom bag. I used to hang them up all the time, and then he started cracking because they're all made of plastic. And But I used to put on that Brewer's hat and pretend I was Robin Yount. Gorman Thomas is another favorite. Love Gorman.
Yeah.
Love Gorman.
Yeah.
Again, just a strikeout, but when you needed a home run, he seemed to come through, you know. It was pretty cool.
Good memory, I'll share a memory of Robin Yount that was unique to me growing up in Buffalo. I was visiting my uncle and aunt in the Boston area, and they took us to a Red Sox game. And this was the summer of 83. They were playing that Brewers team that was on the World Series the year before. And I remember Robin Yount, even during the breaks, he was always in this, like, catcher's crouch. He was always low to the ground, which is something that, you know, when I coached some youth baseball and even as a player, that was so fundamental, especially a guy like me that wasn't very fast, maybe had some quickness, but staying low to the ground and seeing Yount like that the entire game, even during the timeouts, that always really impressed me.
Yeah, he had that, you know, when he played, obviously before he played center field playing shortstop, and he had that creep that was unique to him as well, the creep, you know, to the pre-pitch, and kind of like a stalk, you know, he kind of like started predator. That with, you see a lot of guys now do the pre-pitch hop.
Yeah.
And, you know, Robin Yount was one of the only guys that was kind of doing that unique crouch to pre-pitch. And that was me being a kid.
Yeah.
I would try to emulate that and, you know, try to do his batting stance. You know, nice. we would go through the whole lineup. My brothers and I would go through the can you do Ben Ogilvy? You know, can you do Robin
Mine
Yount?
Was always,
can you do Paul Molitor?
You get this stance, you might not be old enough to remember. This was me.
That looks like Ben Ogilvy right there.
It's also Mickey Rivers.
Mickey.
Lefty and a leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
But that was I think because I was always so nervous, it helped keep me loose.
Sure.
But then I just gravitated towards one neighbor was a great hitter, taught me to just kind of turn my shoulder.
Keep that shoulder in.
Yeah.
Keep it closed off.
And then they switched me. My brothers are my coaches in my last 2 years, and they switched me to a wooden bat. That made a big difference.
Oh, sure.
So.
Well, yeah, that was the thing with Robin Yount. He's a great, to this day, guys that pull off the ball, guys that want to try to yank and pull everything. Uh-huh. And Robin had that chin right on that front shoulder and kept that front side. Sure. He had a close stance where it's so many guys nowadays you see are open. So many guys went to that open stance. And that's not for everybody. No, I think guys really just do it because, open. But some guys never get back to that neutral or closed stance when they hit, and they can't hit anything to the right side.
So let me ask you this. It's two-part questions. One is, do you have many of your boys playing foul ball? And then number two, do you encourage foul ball, or do you rather see your boys get cross training from other sports like football or basketball or wrestling or whatever that is?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, number one, again, at Waukesha North, it is a smaller school, smaller population. And then not only look at the smaller population of just in school, but then you look at the population that are actually playing sports, because that's a different entity. It's not like, hey, you have 1,500 kids and, you have 300 of them playing a sport. You have 1,500 kids at the school and you have a very select few that are playing sports. So we have a lot of multi-sport athletes. We encourage multi-sport athletes at Waukesha North. I think that's a good buy-in from all the coaching staff, and kudos to all the coaches at North. We have an understanding that we know that these guys are pulled in a lot of different directions, and we encourage that. We know that, all the different sports give something to those athletes, whether it be different lateral movements, different muscle coordination, different coaching styles, so we encourage that. So as far as baseball goes in the offseason, we don't do tons in the fall. Now, there are kids that play fall ball, but it's a select few because we have kids that are playing volleyball.
Sports, yeah.
We have kids that are playing football. We got kids that play soccer. So,
and burnout's got to be a factor, right?
No doubt about it.
It's sick of it.
We have kids that play, but we are not kind of in control of that. Those kids are kind of doing that on their own.
Sure.
So, our offseason, what we bank on, number one, the strength and conditioning through the summer is absolutely fantastic. Like most of the schools that have that through the summer, that participation at North has been really outstanding. The strength and conditioning coordinators for over the last couple of years have done an excellent job. That football coaching staff really gears those guys up and inspires those guys and encourages those guys to come in and get their work done. And you can see, I mean, those guys from freshman year to senior year, you see those guys as a senior, you're like, holy cow, he put on some bulk. Yep. So that's huge for us. And then we also have a strength program that we go through that I can track on my app to see who's kind of getting their work in and see who needs to lick a little nudge.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, Don, we got less than a minute left. I'm really glad you joined us today. You know, last week we had offensive coordinator for Waukesha South, John Stillman, call in to talk about the previous night's games. John, as you know, is the new South varsity baseball coach. You guys haven't met. I was going to actually have him call into the show today so you guys would meet here on my show, but I'd love to have you both back because you're both middle school teachers. I think that could be a fun show. Maybe would you love to come back and see us? Maybe
That'd be October, fantastic. Yeah. I've heard some really good stuff about John, and congrats to John for grabbing that job. He's gonna do a nice program. I know they got some skilled athletes coming through there too. So looking forward to competing against John.
Fantastic. Waukesha North varsity baseball coach Don Radomski, thanks again for joining us. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Join us next Friday when the Black Shirts host Conemaugh, and then next Saturday. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Bye for now.
See ya.